A new deep diving sea record was broken by Dallas businessman and explorer Victor Vescovo last month. We're talking about the deepest ocean trench located just next to the island of Guam. University of Hawaii geologist Patty Fryer was asked to go along as a scientific advisor on the expedition. We first met Patty following a dive with filmmaker James Cameron. She talked about how that compared to this recent dive.
I was privileged to be invited to go along with James Cameron, the director of such movies as Avatar and Titanic. And he also is a person who is excited about exploring the oceans. So he had, with a group of colleagues, assembled a group of people to build a submersible for himself in order to be able to take himself and hopefully others to the bottom of the deepest parts of the world's oceans. So in 2012, along with Ron Allam, who designed the sub, he and a group of his cohorts went to sea and dove progressively deeper and deeper places to test out the sub for a while. And ultimately, they took it to the Challenger Deep, which is the deepest part of the Mariana Trench in the Western Pacific. And I had been available for leading some expeditions to that area and doing some mapping of the seafloor. So we had actually, in 2009, gone out with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution's group that had designed a full ocean depth remotely operated vehicle. This is a vehicle that's basically a robot on a tether or electrical cable that would provide it with the ability to control from the ship what you would do on the seafloor. So they took that vehicle down to the Challenger Deep, and we drove it around in the deepest part of the flat floored portion of the trench, and we brought back a couple of rocks that I was able to analyze when we got back to shore. And so we had a real good map of the deepest part of the Challenger Deep. The Challenger Deep is actually three ponds separated by two ridges into three separate compartments. And in 1960, the Trieste bathyscape went down in the western part, the westernmost of those three ponds, with Don Walsh and Jacques Picard. And they dove successfully and returned to the surface of the ocean and then got towed back to Guam. So we went with Cameron's expedition from Guam down to the Challenger Deep and then back to Guam afterward. And I had been looking at the samples that we discovered there and found some very interesting things about them. In fact, most scientists think that the Pacific Plate, which is at most about 180 million years old, is being subducted. In other words, it's sort of diving down beneath the Mariana Island Arc. So there's a boundary between the two tectonic plates there. So Pacific Plate is moving westward beneath the Mariana Islands. And most people think that all the way along the entire Mariana Trench, it's the Pacific Plate that's diving. But the rocks that I got back from the cruise with the Nereus vehicle are actually much, much younger, according to the ages we've got. So I think, and I'm working on this, I'm trying to put together a paper that's going to say that there's a new tectonic plate that had not previously been discovered just to the west of Guam and south of the Mariana Trench.
And that's really exciting for someone who studied rocks.
Right? For sure, yeah. And what's really cool about those particular rocks is that when you look at it in the microscope, you can see trails where microscopic animals have bored into the previous minerals in the rock, and basically they're eating the minerals. So people have talked about this before, that alteration of rocks can take place in the presence of and maybe caused by microbes that are boring into these things.
Now, because of your expertise in the trench, you were also tapped in as a scientific advisor for this latest expedition, which again broke some records.
Yes, indeed. I was just thrilled to get an email from a colleague of mine, Alan Jameson, who is one of the two chief scientists on this expedition for Victor Vescovo. And Alan said, would you like to come back and have some fun in the Mariana Trench? And I said, well, yes, of course. So when we left Guam, we went immediately to the Mariana Trench, and Victor's first dive, as you can see, actually, folks want to go on the World Wide Web and look at 5deeps.com. They can see some of the results of the various dives that Victor has done already with the new submersible. This is a really cool sub. It's one that can take a pilot and a passenger down. So Alan actually was able to dive with Victor in the very last of the dives that took place in the Mariana region.
So it's a larger sub than what James Cameron went down on.
It's a very different shape. You know what? I'm not actually sure what the overall dimensions are by comparison.
But you can fit two people in there.
But you can fit two people in there. That's right.
Okay. And can you say what you discovered down there? Not yet.
I didn't actually dive in the sub during this expedition, but I did get to crawl into it at the very end and look around inside. But what's really exciting about it is that it totally worked, you know? I'm just so blown away by the fact that through the last 40 years, you know, that I've been working at the University of Hawaii and studying the Mariana region, I have seen the progression now from dredging rocks up off the seafloor, taking remotely operated vehicles to the deepest part of the Mariana Trench, the deepest part of the world's oceans, and seeing James Cameron for the first time take a manned submersible down there that he could drive around, explore the place, and now Victor Vescovo's submersible is capable of taking two people repeatedly. So it's obvious now that we are able, as a community of human beings, to explore any place on this planet.
And we should say the trench is like 12 miles deep, right? At its deepest,
yeah,
is that right?
That's about right. Almost 11,000 kilometers.
And it's really, so thanks to technology, we're able to do this exploring and retrieve samples and study them.
That's true. Yeah.
And learn about our Earth.
That's right. And there's so much we don't know. That's the thing. We know so much less about the bottom of the ocean than we do by comparison with the surface of the moon.
Now, James Cameron documented his journey.
That's true.
And the same is being done with this latest expedition.
Absolutely. That's going to be exciting. Discovery Channel is putting together a documentary that will cover all of this expedition, including all of the dives that Victor and the Triton Submersibles group is going to be involved in.
Yeah, so folks can look forward to that, what, later this year?
Yes. We're expecting maybe toward December. It should be public.
Okay. And then, you know, I know for the time that I've known you, and you talked about your trips to Guam, and you talked about the work with the school kids.
Yeah, that was fun. I was good friends with Linda Tatro in Guam, and she was a high school teacher for basically marine science of all sorts. She's just an amazing character. And she put together a competition for the local schools, the high schools, and the kids would get together sort of a trivia contest, a series of competitions. They would kind of compete with one another, and then the winning team would get a prize, the grand prize. And what Linda and I put together was to let the kids name some feature on the seafloor that had been mapped, and then that name would be given to the worldwide naming convention for seafloor features. So the kids have named mountains on the seafloor, ridges, a volcano that has this gigantic crater right in the center of it, and one of the things that I thought was the coolest name that they gave it was the Malagana Gadao Spreading Center. And the story behind this was supposed to be something to do with Chamorro history or culture or with legends. And this particular one was named for two very strong chiefs in the traditions of Chamorro culture that were so powerful that they would fight with one another. So because this was a spreading center that they were naming, they chose the Malaguana Gadao name because these two chiefs, each of whom were represented by one of those names, were in a canoe together, and they decided one wanted to go one way, one wanted to go the other way, and they were paddling so hard they ripped the canoe apart. I think that's a great story.
Yeah. Well, that's neat, but bringing culture and connecting it to the earth in the area that it's...
Yeah, Catherine, you know, I think the thing that's important is that this gives the children of Guam a sense of ownership of the wonders on the seafloor around them. I mean, the Mariana region is one of the most interesting convergent margins between two tectonic plates that I can think of. There's so many strange things going on there and unique things. And here the kids own many of those features now.
Yeah, well, it's a fascinating area. Thank you for your work down there and helping to kind of unravel the mysteries of the deep.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
That was UH geologist Patty Fryer, just back from a deep sea adventure in the Marianas. For links to the expedition, head to hawaiipublicradio.org.